Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am joined by Rabbi Shalom Fishbein, Executive Director of ACCO and the Kashrus Administrator of the Chicago Rabbinical Council. Thank you, Rabbi Fishbein, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Interesting topic for today, and I'll preface it with a question that you might have heard as being in kashrus for decades. I know I've heard it over the past years where someone may say, you know, I know that hotel or restaurant doesn't have the best hashgacha, but it's milchik, so what could be so bad? You know, something like that. Something about milchik being innocuous or less concerning in the world of kashrus than fleishik. Talk about that misnomer, because it is a misnomer.
Definitely a misnomer. And I only think that I can see why milchik gets a pass would be because the price of meat, kosher and non-kosher, is so different. So maybe there's more of a worry that you need more shmira. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's honestly the only thing. But to set up a kosher restaurant is almost identical fleishig and milchig, and possibly even worse in milchig. And let me explain. Offhand, I can think of four basic categories in a kosher restaurant in order to make it kosher. There is bedikas talayim, checking vegetables. In a milchig place, the menus tend to have even more.
I was going to say.
It's not the meat and potatoes. There's all sorts of fancy salads. And whatnot. And those are, you know, talayim, daraisas, you know, six lav per bug could be, right? So you definitely are more concerned maybe in a milchik. The second things are ingredients, you know, basic ingredients coming in, which is the same. It really is the same. The third is bishul yisrael, the need of bishul yisrael. There's absolutely no difference between a milchik restaurant or a fleishik restaurant in terms of bishul. There's all sorts of things you cook, whether it's eggs or fish or potatoes, whatever you make in a milchik restaurant, that needs the same halach of bishul yisrael and a very good system to create bishul yisrael. And then there's even something which is known halach as basa shena salam and ayin, that you need to have simanim. The same halach of simanim that you need on meat, you need on fish. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of exceptions, maybe salmon, but that's not today's subject. So all four categories are almost identical. I honestly don't understand. It should only be, and as early as this morning, I was in a conversation with a VOD of a community where they don't have access to many mashkichim, and they were asking if it, you know, my opinion, would it be okay to open up with just Yotzev and Nechaz a couple of times. Don't worry, Rep, it's only milchik. I was surprised. I said, mm-hmm. Tell me what that means exactly. Again, maybe the Basar Shena Salam and Ayin, because Basar costs more. That would be the only thing. And I have to tell you something that I've noticed. It's even more concerning when it comes to milchik restaurants, especially high-end hotels. Mm-hmm. The fancier the cheese, the harder it is to make it kosher. Mm-hmm. Because the way you make cheese, and today's not a whole session on cheese, which is fascinating by itself, is after you make the cheese, you need to brine it. Brine it is like a salt water, which is a tzir, davar charif. And it's incredibly difficult to kosher brine tanks, to replace brine tanks. The in order to go from, especially high-end cheese, to make it from either to kosher or to completely replace, is incredibly difficult. And I know firsthand so many cases where the extreme bidyevas were used in order to make that cheese. And unfortunately, it comes in with the word mahadrin mm-hmm. on the thing. I wish it wasn't the case, honestly. But I, Beinai Re'isi, I've seen that case. And the fancier the hotels, or the fancier the restaurants, the more the need for these fancy cheese. Mm-hmm. Most of these cheese are made in Europe. Let me give you maybe a little bit of a shocker. Most kosher companies do not have their own cheese plants, mm-hmm. especially the specialty cheeses. They almost never have their own cheese plants. They go from place to place. Can you make kosher cheese for us? It's always a struggle to kasher ein ben yermai. These are huge conversations in every cheesemaker and every hechsher how to do that. So the rule is that the more, the fancier a cheese is, the harder it is to make it kosher, the more tshuvas you need to call it kosher. And unfortunately, those are going into very high-end hotels. So again, to start off with your very important point, if someone says, well, I'm going to go into this and this hotel, everybody's eating there, don't worry, I'll only eat milchig. It actually could be worse. It actually could be worse. I'm only going to eat the breakfast. I hear that all the time. I'm just going to eat the breakfast. What could be wrong with the breakfast? Well, that's exactly where these fancy cheeses are. That's exactly where, you know, all the other shilas come in. So I fully agree with you. It could be back in the 60s, before we were in kashrus, there was a reason that that came about. But I think this is a throwback to a time that is no longer today. And in my experience, I do not see a difference. And you could possibly make the argument, like I have already said, that it could actually be, even be worse, milchigs and fleish.
I just wanted to comment that it really kind of stems from the application of kashrus itself. And what I mean is, except for svardim, which interesting, when we had an episode with a Rav Amachshir from the Sephardi community, where I learned that all their milchika restaurants have a mashkich tmidi for Bishul Yisrael purposes, right? Absolutely. For Bishul Beis Yosef, they need to have a yid on site to be involved in the cooking, whereas for us Ashkenazim, it's a little easier. But typically, you know, people understand, oh, for a milchika restaurant, you don't need a mashkich tmidi. For a fleishika restaurant, oh, then I understand why you need a mashkich tmidi. This is kind of like taken for granted, what I just said. And I think that kind of feeds into what we're addressing today, which is this conception or misconception that somehow milchig is less of a concern.
What is this? This is called kashrus awareness.
Right.
That's the point, to bring awareness to that misconception, as you correctly pointed out. And it makes no difference what country you're traveling to and where the fancy hotel or fancy restaurant is. You know, again, a lot of these things are made overseas and in places that are not dedicated as kosher. There are all sorts of innovative ways to call them kosher happen. And the buyer should beware.
Okay, well, thank you so much as always.
Thank you for having me.